From the City News 1130 Traffic Center, I'm Kevin Olenek. Stall and collision free right now, and light volume on the Lions Gate as well as on the Ironworkers going down the Burnaby Lake stretch. However, if you are heading through Highway 1 through Langley, Abbotsford, Chilliwack, expect some detours. From 248th in Langley to Mount Lehman Road in Abbotsford, construction going on in both directions, as well as westbound on Highway 1 from Lickman Road to Yale Road, there is also work going on. It's a right lane closure. In Surrey, on Highway 10 between 136 and 152nd, watch for utility work in both directions. They will end that at 5 and then start again at 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Looking at the weather, we've got some mainly cloudy skies overnight, a low of 8. We're expecting about 5 to 10 millimeters of rain tomorrow, high of 12. Mainly cloudy skies for Friday, a high of 14. Rain is expected to return on a Saturday, a high of 12. Sunday, mainly cloudy with showers and a high of 12.
Thanks for joining us on City News 1130. I'm Reynaldo Suarez. Abjunong First Nation Councillor Janelle Namabin says that Indigenous people are already dealing with the after effects of plastic pollution, so leaving them out of the conversation only makes it harder. The First Nation is surrounded by industrial facilities and has long pushed for greater monitoring in action to protect their air quality. Heading stateside, student protests over Israel's war with Hamas have popped up on an increasing number of U.S. college campuses following last week's arrest of more than 100 demonstrators at Columbia University. The protesters set up a tent encampment at the Ivy League University in New York last week. Nicole's a student at Bernard, which is part of Columbia. She says it's time for the encampments to go.
I think that it's been posing a disruption to a lot of campus life, and I'm sort of on board with maybe putting it to rest at this point.
The students are calling for universities to separate themselves from any companies that are advancing Israel's military efforts in Gaza, and in some cases from Israel itself. Well, Russia has vetoed a UN resolution sponsored by the United States and Japan calling for all nations to prevent a dangerous nuclear arms race in outer space.
The resolution would have called for all countries not to develop or deploy nuclear arms or other weapons of mass destruction in space. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield is scratching her head.
President Putin himself has said publicly that Russia has no intention of deploying nuclear weapons in space.
Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia dismissed the resolution. He says the Council is once again being involved in a dirty spectacle prepared by the U.S. and Japan. This is a cynical ploy. He also said it didn't go far enough in banning all types of weapons in space. Thomas Greenfield says the veto begs the question, why?
What could you possibly be hiding? It's baffling and it's a shame.
China abstained from voting. I'm Ed Donahue.
We have your evening business report coming up just 60 seconds.